The Meade School District has determined the basic outline of how it will proceed with the academic year that will begin next month, but there's still one important question to answer, that in a minute. The board on Thursday voted to give parents the option to send their children to school or to keep them at home and learn full-time online, as explained by Superintendent Sean Woodward.
K-5 students would go every day, full day, regular school day, with all of the safety precautions. School will look very different. 6-12, it'll be on a rotating hybrid schedule. So if I have a sixth grade student and say an eighth grade student in the school district, those students would be going either Monday, Wednesday, and every other Friday, or Tuesday, Thursday, every other Friday. That is so we can have half the number of kids in the classrooms at once.
He says families would be on the same schedule.
On their on days, they'll just be small groups of kids, you know, no more than 15 to 16 in a classroom, receiving their regular instruction from their teachers. On their off days, they will be at home working. And our expectation that they will be at home with a similar schedule doing the classwork that they had been learning about the previous day.
Woodward estimates 70% of parents of children in kindergarten through fifth grade will choose to send their children back to school.
So we will literally need 30% of our staff to be dedicated to the remote learning environment. So we would have regular classroom teachers at the K-5 level that would be live broadcasting, if you will, to students that are in a remote setting, just like a regular, much like a regular school day.
The teachers and students would communicate via computer.
The secondary level, it's going to be a little different. As you can imagine, the scheduling is a little challenging. So first we have to determine, all right, which students are going to want the remote learning, and then how many teachers do we need from which disciplines, right? So we haven't quite figured that out yet, but most likely it'll be a blend of two things. Those students that are at home at the secondary level, they would be with teachers in a live broadcast format that are doing the remote teaching, as well as a blended model where they'd be potentially doing some online courses that are the more traditional online without live teachers.
And now to the question yet to be decided. Woodward asked the school board for an additional 2 weeks to figure out some of those details. Tonight, the board will consider whether to push the start of the school year back from September 1st to at least September 13th. He says parents will soon have decisions to make about their own children.
Tuesday and Wednesday night, we're going to be doing some sessions for our families to outline their choices. So they, in the simplest fashion would be, they need to decide if they want to send their children to school and if they feel good about the safeguards that we have in place, or do you want to have your child engage in the remote learning off campus?
The district hopes to have parents' decisions by the end of this week or into next week. Parents will still have the ability to switch later if they're not satisfied with the results of their initial decision. But Woodward says changes won't always happen immediately.
It's going to be a little more difficult to switch from online into a regular classroom. We might have to set some deadlines, you know, via quarters or semesters.
Meade has been consulting with Spokane County Health Officer Bob Lutz, whose advice convinced administrators in the Spokane and Central Valley school districts to start with online-only instruction.
People who are vocalizing their concerns about getting kids back to in-person instruction don't realize the disruption that will occur as soon as you get a couple of cases in a school, because essentially you'll be shutting the classroom down and or shutting the school down for 14 days. You know, we're already seeing this happening in some other states where schools have opened up and, you know, maybe they haven't had all the precautions in place, but the kids are coming in and all of a sudden the kids are being diagnosed and, you know, shutting down classrooms.
Lutz says many of the areas with the highest infection rates in the county are in the Meade district.
When you look at international levels, you'll see that schools opened when there were less than 25 per 100,000, less than 50 per 100,000. We're opening up when we have more than 200 per 100,000. That puts us at very high risk for transmission.
Lutz says health officials just don't know much yet about how easily the virus will be passed around in a school setting, even a modified setting. He says given Spokane's current situation, adding new cases to a healthcare system that already has enough to worry about is not a risk he thinks is worth taking. Sean Woodward acknowledges the worries and says Meade will work closely with the health district to monitor student and staff health.
The goal for us would be to remain very fluid. So this is the idea. We're going to train our teachers in remote teaching methods as well as the face-to-face learning, because ideally, one day, if we had to shut a classroom down, the very next day, those students could log in on their computers, the teacher could log in from wherever they're at and conduct their day from virtually.
He says the district is making sure that all students have the technological equipment and connections they need, and they'll go from there.
A board member said it last night. We got to give it a try. I mean, and again, if we're truly about serving kids and families, and overwhelmingly these families want to get their kids back to school, 70%+, that's our duty.
I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.